This I Believe. Edwin D. Dreyfus is a mechanical engineer. He was born in Brookhaven, Mississippi, and graduated from Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, New Jersey. He is known for his articles in technical and professional journals. Throughout his long career in engineering, Mr. Dreyfus has devoted special study to the economic and social aspects of technology and business. Turning now to the human side, Edwin Dreyfus states his personal creed.
I am 71 years old and grateful for being spared by the Lord to carry on my life endeavors. Yet I am mindful of the inevitable and approach the end of my existence here as a new experience. In contemplation of that event, I seek solace in what good I may have done within my own confines. I've conducted my life as a moralist and not as a religionist. This has in no way detracted from my belief in God, the divine creator of all that exists. It is to him I must answer on the last great day for all my deeds on earth, whatever they may have been. I have always thought I sensed his omnipotence and his omnipresence. I have paid homage to my creator mainly in solitude and in what I have tried to do. The purpose of life with elements, properties, and nature for its greatest fulfillment has always awed me and created wonderment at the infinite powers of the Supreme Being. This deep feeling is the outcome of my engineering training and a passion to seek causes and effects in matters that interested me. It seems anomalous to me that man has accomplished so much with nature and its resources, but with mankind itself, in my limited observation, the record, although not negative, has been far off the mark set by men of God thousands of years ago. Conscience in man is still in state of development, and for that reason it is not rigid but rather flexible at times. In the nature of things, conflicts arise, and I'm sure only because man has not yet reached his greatest heights. And therefore I feel that the basic instincts of self-preservation and acquisitiveness will continue to cause untoward misery and suffering until the day all men are motivated by the noble principles and virtues of life. If there is any one thing which is most important to me is my opposition to divisiveness, with the harm and evil it engenders. I realize that differences may be beneficial, but not so with divisiveness. While selection and grouping among people of different origins and belief are natural and generally desirable, men of higher intelligence and influence should be more forceful in the future in seeing that any kind of distinction is not permitted provide the spark that starts a chain of troubles and misfortunes. When men are gifted through evolution or other fortuitous circumstances, they have a spiritual and moral duty to give to and assist in the most effective way those less fortunate. To whatever extent I have been favored, I have always tried to do this. In the wayfarer life, I've had my ups and downs, but for my picture as a whole, I have enjoyed family life, friends, and material things. So that I may say generally, this being an imperfect world so far, I've had a zest for living and a love for people. My deepest wish is that when I'm no longer here, I may deserve to be remembered in the terms of this short paragraph from a Union prayer book. The departed whom we now remember has entered into the peace of eternal life. He still lives in the acts of goodness he performed and in the hearts of those who cherish his memory. May the beauty of his life abide among us as a living benediction.
There are the beliefs of Edwin D. Dreyfus, a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania mechanical engineer. He has served as an advisor to large manufacturing and utility industries in the Midwest and Atlantic states, in addition to maintaining a private engineering practice.